Okay, so much for this word lavish. 我们有关于 lavish 用法就给同学们讲这么多。Next, immaculate, 清洁的，一尘不染的。In fact, it means what? Spotless. 所以最简单的一个解释 spotless, 一个点儿都没有的 right?好，下一个动名词 preside, 指挥。This is an interesting verb, 这是一个不及物动词，所以它经常要和介词搭配，介词常用 at, preside at. For example,who will preside at the party? Who will preside at the party? 谁要主持这次晚会呢、oh, I don't know who will preside at it, 我还不知道。好，那么你们来翻译来语句，想想看这里的 preside at 是什么含义。Hey, yesterday, my friends visited me, so I preside at tea. Yesterday, my friends visited me, so I presided at tea. Yeah? 有同学一直重复 tea, 那就是茶叶了。昨天我朋友啊，来看望我。And I presided at tea. 这句话的含义是什么？哎，我招待他们喝茶。哎呀，你就不能说指挥了啊！我招待他们吃茶饼。OK, next, visible, 看得见的。那么它的反义词 invisible, 哎，看不见的，无形的。Next, scrub, 擦拭、刷洗。We have learned the word. 这个词我曾经给同学们讲到过。我当时记得给同学们辨析如何运用 scrub, 如何运用 rub, brush, polish, 还记得吗？ So we learned the word in lesson 15, 是在15课学的啊。所以你发现我们49课的部分词汇能够联想起15课的一些内容啊。他这个女士在这个乔治的胳膊上擦了一些肥皂，还记得吗？ Yes, 回去回想一下啊。但是我今天要突出一下 scrub 主要是用水啊肥皂啊或者是硬刷子来擦洗，比如说擦洗地板 scrub the floor, 擦洗那个锅啊盆啊 scrub a pot, 杯身 and so on. 而 brush 是用软刷刷去浮在表面的东西，请掸掉你这个衣服上的灰尘， so please brush your coat.Brush your coat, 刷刷你这个大衣啊。Brush teeth every day 啊。而 polish 主要是指什么？擦光发亮，使之闪闪发光。So polish shoes, 擦皮鞋。Polish car, 擦车。Polish silverware, you know silverware, 擦拭银器 right? To make them shine, 使他们来发光啊。Polish 引申含义，润色，润色文章。Polish article, 所以一篇被精心润色过的文章应该怎么来表达？翻译这个小小短语，运用过去分词。一篇被精心润色过的文章 ，a polished article. 但是你没有体会出这个精心的这个概念，注意副词和它搭配 ，a carefully polished article. 好，我们刚刚学到了被怎么样？装饰的非常漂亮的墙壁啊，回想起了第三课 ，well decorated, beautifully decorated wall, got it? So a carefully polished article. Okay, now let's study next word. Enlightened, 背熟它就可以了。开明的，开明政策 ，enlightened policy, right? Okay. Fickleness, 变化无常，背熟它就可以。Unrelenting, 不屈不挠的，不松懈的啊。那么我们可以用哪一个表达方式去解释呢？不屈不挠的，不懈的，坚持不断的。So what? Strong minded, right? Do you think so? Yeah, strong minded, 啊，意志力坚强的。Stubborn, obstacle, persistent, right? Yeah. 但是 unrelenting 还有一个侧暗含的含义是坚持不懈，持续下去的。So continuous, right? 啊 ，continuous.For example, there is a week of unrelenting activity. 想想看这个语句，同学们是否觉得似曾相识？ Listen to me once more. There is a week of unrelenting activity. 如果我们说有一周以来的活动，你不妨可以简单的表达为 There is a week of activity, right? A week of activity. 但如果你强调是连续的一周的活动，我们不妨用一个形容词加以限定。So there is a week of continuous activity, constant activity, incessant activity, or a relenting activity.所以这个 unrelenting 我们可以说又在以前所学过的那组词当中增加上这个新词 continuous constant incessant 还记得吗 yeah, 我们最近一直在强调这几个表达方式啊。好这个词汇我们就不再带领大家复习了接下来 disillusion illusion 幻想幻觉 disillusion 它本身是一个及物动词表示使幻想破灭 yeah, OK好，这个事实使我的幻想破灭了，应该怎么来表达 ？The fact disillusioned me. OK， 嗯哼。那 industrious 勤奋 ，it means diligence, right? Diligence. OK， qualification 刚刚提到了 be qualified for 啊 ，have qualification to do something, have competence to do something. 好，接下来看 mirth 欢笑高兴，这个词比较书面化，主要是用于文学作品或诗歌当中那么在口语当中我们最好的表示欢笑的名词应该是用哪一个表达法欢乐 happiness joy right yeah happiness joy 还可以用什么 merriment 想想看圣诞快乐 merry christmas 那么 merry 的名词形式呢 merriment m-e-r-r-i-m-e-n-t merriment 那么如果表示乐趣还可以用 funAmusement, entertainment, 对什么叫？那么欣喜若狂 ，delight。在书面英语当中，我们还学到了 rapture， 记得吗 ？In raptures, go into raptures 啊。其实这些表达方式以及欢快 cheer， right， 欢欣鼓舞，我们也已经给同学们提到过。我不仅曾经给同学们提到过 amusement, fun, entertainment, joy, happiness, merriness。Delight, rapture 也曾经提到过 glee, G-L-E-E, glee, 欢欣以及 bliss, B-L-I-S-S, 有印象吗 ?bliss 嗯显然同学没有回忆之后再反复回忆同学原来的笔记 bliss 是表示什么快乐但主要是指极乐啊你应该记得那 stack整齐的堆放这本身是一个及物动词啊我们就不想多讲了。那 it's 5 to 10, so let's have a rest and then we get on to the text. Okay, now let's get down the text. The ideal servant. It is a good thing my Aunt Harry died years ago. Okay, I should say, the writer's opinion attracted your attention.我应该是作者这个说法它肯定是怎么样吸引了 你的注意力 Why?、Huh? In fact It what? It bring brief If our closest friends or dear relatives die right? 如果朋友或者是亲戚死掉了会给我们带来什么悲哀悲伤 But the writer says like this It is a good thing my Aunt Harry died years ago说我姑妈哈利特好多年前死了真是件幸事 right, OK Why? 为什么看这吸引着你要继续读下去了 If she were alive today She would not be able to air her views On her favorite topic of conversation Domestic servants 好我要是大家把这个语句背熟 This is a typical substantive mood 这明显典型的一个虚拟语气 If she were alive today那么如果他现在依旧活着的话 She would not be able to air her views on her favorite topic 那么显然他也就不能够就他最喜欢的对话中的话题domestic servants 仆人这个问题进行自己论点的发表演说了 right 不能陈述自己的想法了 air one's views on something or on somebody 好发表自己的见解For example, he didn't like to air his views on this case. He didn't like to air his views on this case. 他不愿意就这个案件 这个事例来发表自己的见解啊。So we know the writers and Herod used to what air her view on domestic servants when she was alive. 为什么说？所以当他活的时候，过去肯定是常谈论这个仆人的这个话题。And Herod lived in that lowly age when servants were employed to do housework. And do you employ servants to do your housework? 你雇佣大量的仆人为你做家务活吗？ No, okay. 好，我要求同学们把前部分背熟。Live in that lowly age when. 我们再次来回忆有关于书面语言当中常用的介词短语。哎，好，同学们想想看 live in that lowly age, lowly 名词加 ly 变成了形容词 intense 悠闲的，同学们还记得 at lowly, at one's lowly, wait one's lowly 这些表达方式 right? Yeah. 那么他生活在那个悠闲的年代，有关于 live 的表达方式是否同学们是否记得他生活着，那么本身呢抱有一种幻想是怎么样？ So he lives under the illusion that got it? Yeah. 但是结构当然并不是完全一样，这里的 in that lowly age 就是时间状语，生活在那个悠闲的时代，在那个年代里 when 哈，注意 when 所引导的时间状语这个定语从句。 Servants were employed or servants were hired to do housework right? 不被雇用来，目的就是做家务活了。 She had a huge rambling country house called the Gambles. 注意我们作者用到了 huge rambling 来修饰了。那么他在乡下一幢特别大的杂乱的房子被称作为是Gambles, 啊，这是他的名字了。 She was sentimentally attached to this house for even though it was far too big for her needs.Okay, you know, this is one of the most important sentences in the text. 本课最重要的语句之一。Attached to, 大家是否我们记得我们在讲 attach 这个动词的时候曾经跟我们提到过。If you are fascinated with football, I should say, you are attached to football. 懂这个生效？这表示迷上了喜爱。我们常用的表达方式 be fascinated with, 也可以用be attached to. 如果用 attached to, 那么还侧重强调出一个人从感情上来讲与什么是不可分割的。So she was sentimentally attached to this house. 那么她呢从感情上来讲和这个房子是难舍难分的。把这个表达方式你务必要记住啊。那么她住在这个小小的房间里已经是30年的时间了。虽然他有钱买一大房子，但是他实在是难以割舍，应该怎么来表达？ She has been living in a small room for more than 30 years, even though she can afford a beautiful big house, yet she is attached to the room sentimentally. Got it? Yeah. So she prefers to live there for the rest of her life. 所以她余生宁愿是在那儿度过她的生活啊。同学们注意这个 be attached to. For 引导一从原因状语从句，我们当然可以换成 as, 刚刚曾经提到过。For even though it was much too big for her needs. 虽然这个大房子远远超出了她的需要。嗯哼。She persisted in living there long after her husband's death. Persist in 表示不顾反对或警告而坚持某种行为举止。那么有的时候我们说明是不合情理的啊。她一直坚持要住在那儿 long after her husband's death, 即便是她的丈夫已经去世很多年了。好，把这个语句也要背熟。Persist in doing, 但是要把握住 long after.那么如果说在什么之后很短的时间呢 short after OK 所以在什么之前很久 long before 在什么之前不久 short before 注意去搭配 before she grew old Anne Harriet used to entertain lavishly entertain lavishly， 那么说那个哈利特姑妈是怎么样呢？十分懂得享受啊，经常是大摆宴席，慷慨的款待客人。I often visited the Gables when I was a boy. No matter how many guests were present, the great house was always immaculate. 不管有多少客人到场出席，这大房子总是一尘不染。好，我们刚刚听到大房子用到哪一个词修饰了 ？Huge。那么这次用到了 great。Yeah. Or we can say the what? Immense house, right? 巨大的，难以测量的 immense。注意发音 present， present 形容词和名词礼物的发音是一致的，而动词表示赠送给予，它的含发音是什么？ present， present something to， or present somebody something、啊、The parquet floors shone like mirrors， 这是具体的例子来说明他家的这个当时的一种情境了。所以这个香木地板是证明瓦亮，像镜面一样like mirrors. Highly polished silver was displayed in gleaming glass cabinet. 那么被怎么样擦的闪闪发亮的银器被漂亮的摆放在那个怎么样发光的一尘不染的玻璃柜子里面。你发现这个用词，我们第一次用到了 shone， 那么第二次用到了什么 display， 那么被擦的证明瓦亮的银器 polished， highly polished silver，闪闪发光的玻璃柜子 gleaming glass cabinet、right? 还记得我曾经给同学们提到的 gleam 这41克曾经介绍过它的用法，它是表示透过什么光线的反射而发出的光芒，应该用的是 gleam、啊、回忆查一下41克的词汇笔记。